29. Tananarive was a useful test subject. Memor enjoyed experimenting with the primate. Memor listened to the rumble of the fast train and ignored Bemor, who was working on his portable communicator. The primate was irked, eyes narrowed, after she heard some of Memor's remarks about the difficulty of negotiating with their captain. Tananarive did not know she carried embedded sensors that reported regularly to Memor's diagnostic systems. When she got angry, her heart rate, arterial tension, and testosterone production increased. Quite interestingly, her stress hormones decreased. Memor turned out of the line of sight and flourished a flat display of the primate response. Bemor, note this, please. Bemor idly cast a distracted glance. Memor sent the data set to him, and he glanced at the curves on his comm. How odd that anger relieves stress in these primates. He sniffed. With bad social effects, I would wager. Why? It must have evolved in the wild. Exactly. They feel the stress lowering as a kind of pleasure. So to relieve anxieties, they fight. This is not good for a peaceful society. It may explain why they are out here, far from home, exploring. Memor paused. She differed with her brother over this area, which was, after all, her own realm of research. But you could be right. It seems an unlikely feature in a species we would make docile. I note her left brain hemisphere becomes more stimulated as well. This may confer some aggressive abilities. Memor let this ride. The strumming metallic rhythms of the fast train were comforting, considering that they were moving with truly astronomical speeds down magnetically pulsing tubes over elegant curved trajectories, arcing across and within the bowl's long slopes. They had voyaged now for several slumbers. The fast tubes were cramped, and their outer metal skins at times heated to smarting temperatures through inductive losses. Tight, unamusing quarters even for folk. Uninspired edibles with little live game at all. Memor passed the last wriggling forkfish to Bemor. It flapped weakly and gave a soft cry of despair. He took it with relish and crunched happily, snapping the bones. The heady, acid flavor of the forkfish filled the cabin. Tananarive made a clenched face and covered her mouth and nose with a cloth. All this travel to rendezvous with the proximate locus the autoprobes had found, among the ice fields of the hall in ready range of the ice mines, for the vagrant primates. The renegade primates had tripped detectors among the renegade sill first. Now this. Memor's attempts to keep a distant trace on the primates was well enough, Bemor thought. But given to excess, he had remarked, when not well policed. Several ready examples had happened a short while ago. First came the incident in which sill hirelings had patrolled the precincts outside the recently bombed sill city. There were minor traces of the primates in the area, but the bombardment had eliminated most of the sites where identification would have been simple. Instead, there were vague sightings and some detector probables. Bemor had disliked Memor's delegation of patrolling to a band of Sill unloyal to the central Sill hierarchy. They attempted a poorly thought-through maneuver to block the primates' movements across a plain. The Sill, accompanying the late invaders, managed to kill and badly injure several of their blockers. There was one report that a car of late invaders had taken part in the action. Since Memor knew this same party had killed a local party in a mag car before and taken part in an insurrection from which Memor herself narrowly escaped, this latest incident was no surprise. The second incident was more troubling. The same Sill and late invaders party had been glimpsed by a routine patrol skirting the Hall territories. Only one clear identification, but enough. Yet by the time automatic patrols had arrived, the party was gone. Now a third report in a region housing old intelligences. The portal near the Kahala Shrine had triggered an abnormality alert. This signal came to the attention of resident monitors for the zone. Since Memor had a tag on such genetic identifiers, she heard of this just a short while ago, when already in the long magnetic train tube network with Bemor. "They move in crafty fashion," Bemor had observed. "Doubtless this is not a signature of late invader cleverness. They do not know our territories. They must be guided by the Sill." Memor sent a fan array and a flutter of subtle, doubting yellows. I doubt the Sill have such abilities either. We have contained them in their urge to expand for a great long time now. Many generations have passed since Sill could roam in exploring parties.
Bemor considered this. They are also a rambunctious species still. Some long lives ago, they sought access to the strictly non-sentient zones.
I do recall.
Memor quickly accessed her undermind, and the memory unfolded for her quick review.
Outright demands for territory, claiming that their species had spread quickly over their homeworld due to a mixed genetic and social imperative.
Quite. Note that seems, from your own work, to be a signature heritage of your late invaders.
The implications of this struck Memor only now, but her undermind quickly sent a link that showed she had been mulling over these late invader Sill resonances, but only vaguely. Bemor, on the other hand, had seen it immediately.
Memor turned to Tanana Reeve.
Your origins are how far back in your own measure?
The primate took her time. Her eyes swept from Memor to her brother as she kept her mouth stiff.
Then, several hundred thousand orbitals.
Bemor had not ingested Memor's concept map of her studies of the late invaders, for he said,
She must not know the correct sum.
No, this fits with her supporting frame referencing knowledge. I read it directly from her long-term memory.
Unreliable. We do not know the topology of her undermind.
We will. But more important, I asked her. She gave a detailed history of their species' traumas. Detailed and odd, but plausible. They were several times forced into small surviving parties due to climate shifts. At one point, they were barely above levels to avoid inbreeding in a cold place near an ocean. This built in a desire to expand. Almost an assumption, I would say, that the lands far beyond the hills they saw could be better.
Bemor huffed and shifted his bulk uneasily. In close quarters, his musk flavored the air and rankled her nose. She sniffed as a rebuke.
It is rare to proceed up through the stages of mental layering you describe. I cannot believe it would occur in so few orbitals of an ordinary star.
As I recall, the Sill also evolved high intelligence and tool use in a short while.
Memor fished up the details and sent them to Bemor. A long moment of brooding inspection, a rumbling in his chest, wheeze of slowly expelled breath.
So they did. This explains their intuitive alliance with the late invaders.
Memor said, We have new data that the Sill have been privy to our general messages about the late invaders. They may have sensed this as their opportunity.
Bemor turned to Tanana Reeve.
You know of the Sill?
He asked, in something resembling anguish.
Only what you have said of them,
she said.
They are with the other escaped late invaders.
We were not invaders at all,
this animated the primate.
We came as peaceful explorers.
He rumbled with mirth at this,
but a quick, startled expression on Tanana Reeve's face showed she thought it an aggressive sound.
Your peacefulness is surely moot, is it not? You, of course, we retained, but some others of you escaped.
We do not like being unfree.
And we, who of course did not fear any warlike abilities such as your kind might have, do not savor intrusion. We avoid having new influences introduced into our bowl without adequate wise supervision.
Bemor said this slowly, as if speaking to a child or to some of the slower adopteds.
I think by now all of our kind would like to just get away from this place. We have another destination.
As well we know, Memor said, flashing a humor her fan signal to Bemor.
But that is also why we cannot allow you to arrive there first.
A nod.
That's how I figured it. Can you also give an opinion of why your companions are allied with the Sill?
Tanana Reeve smiled.
They need help.
And why together a band of these is moving through the bowl, using fast transport and undersurface methods?
Bemor huffed, drawing nearer the primate, who then shrank back, nose wrinkling.
They're on the run. Been running so long, maybe it's a habit.
Memor suspected this was a jibe, but said nothing. Bemor persisted, his sour and salty male odor rising in their compartment.
Nothing more?
She looked up at them both with a level, assessing gaze.
How about curiosity?
That is not a plausible motive, Memor said,
but saw that Beemore gave off flurry fan signals of disagreement.
I fear it is, Beemore said. We try not to allow such facets of a species' character to rule their behavior.
Tananarev smiled again.
That's what becoming adopted means?
In part,
Beemore conceded.
Then you will savor our destination, Memor said. It will show you creatures you've never seen, and quite probably cannot imagine.
No point in not using a touch of anticipation, was there? Some species appreciated that. The primate said,
Try me.